Substitute knowing and trust for doubt and fear. In everything you examine in your physical life and all you would like to see happen for you, replace doubt and fear with knowing and trust. Look at the lives of the knowers. The knowers are out there making a difference in their lives, exercising, being healthy, and shocking the world with their grand accomplishments. The doubters, generally, are sitting around behaving in their accustomed role of critic. Experience that satori in your body. Instant awakening is available. Once you know within that you're on the right path, you find yourself in possession of the will and the strength you need. Be open to the possibilities of it happening in any moment. Satori, instant awakening. It happens first in your mind, and then you carry it out with the ease and whatever physical activity you need to manifest. Miracles come in moments. Be ready. Be willing. Behave in your body as if it is already what you want it to be. That's right. Fake it if you have to. If you see yourself in your mind as svelte and capable of new and dramatic accomplishments, then act right now as if that is your reality. The more you treat yourself to this kind of belief, the quicker your body will react to the image. Get a picture of yourself looking the way you want to look, acting the way you want to act. And soon, that picture will become your reality. Remind yourself that your spiritual side has primary importance. Realign yourself so that your spiritual self has primary importance, and your physical self will then follow. Treat your entire being, body, mind, and soul, as one great big spiritual package that cannot be separated. Be a spiritual being first. Remember each day that you can never get enough of what you don't want. Look at all of your addictions, minor and major. Your body doesn't want that addictive substance or that excess food. The more you poison yourself, the more you convince yourself that you cannot overcome the addiction. This fills you with doubt coupled with fear, and lo and behold, there you are, incapable of getting past your addictive behavior. It is time to stop pursuing what you don't want and to get on to what you do want. You don't need another body. You need to trust in the divine intelligence inhabiting the one you have. Ask nothing of anyone in terms of helping you to get better. Don't expect assistance from anyone in your physical world. Send out love to others. Radiate your divineness out there. But know that no one else can do it for you as you create your own miraculous existence. Remember, you are powerful as a person only if you are giving yourself away. Your power and authenticity as a person will not be measured in duration, but in your donations of love. This is authentic power. Seek power in the physical body you occupy so that you can be even more purposeful, not so that you can control others. Go for authentic power, and you will see your physical body going along nicely for the ride. And meditate daily. Finally, and most importantly, meditate every day or as often as possible. Accustom yourself to going within and seeing your physical self accomplishing all you know will constitute a miracle for you. When you create the picture in your mind and know it there through meditation, it will come about in the physical domain as well. There it is, the world of real magic for you in your physical body. That self of yours is a miracle. That body that you occupy is a miracle. Know it. While I've been talking at length about the inner journey, it still all gets played out in your relationships to others who share this world with you. When you are inspired in your relationships and have mastered how to live peacefully and joyfully with others, your life will be on the path that I've called purpose. In short, you will be experiencing real magic throughout your life when your relationships are in order. Imagine what would be the ideally perfect state for you in terms of how you relate to others. Don't let anything get in the way of this vision. This is your fantasy. How would you like your love relationships to be each and every day? How would you like to relate to your children? How about your relationships to friends and acquaintances? And what about your relationships to everyone else in the world? What would you like all of these relationships to be like if you could wave a magic wand and decree that it would be so? The ability to create magical relationships in your life begins and ends with you. If you want to create miracles for yourself and truly live a fulfilled, self-actualized life, it will require nothing more of you than to accept complete responsibility for how you choose to relate to all of the other people on this planet. This, like the other areas of real magic, may require a great deal of unlearning and a willingness to think in new and magical ways. Now prepare yourself for some real magic in all of your personal relationships. In order to manifest miracles in your relationships in all areas of your life, you must redefine who you are. As you know, I'm asking you to define yourself as a spiritual being having a human experience. rather than the other way around. Your relationships are all in how you think about the other people in your life. Your experience of all of these people is only in your mind. Your feelings about your lovers come from your thoughts. They may, in fact, behave in ways that you find offensive. However, your relationship to them, when they behave offensively, is not determined by their behavior. It is only determined by how you choose to relate to that behavior. Their actions are theirs. You cannot own them. You cannot be them. You can only process them with your mind. You are a physical being and an invisible being to yourself, but only a thought to everyone else you encounter in your life. You are thought. They are thoughts to you, and that is where your relationships are located, in your invisible self, which has no boundaries, no limits, nothing to keep you from experiencing bliss in your relationships to others, other than how you use those thoughts. So now it's time for you to ask yourself the all-important question, what do you think about those people with whom you are in a relationship? Remember, what you think about is what expands, and your thoughts originate with you. If you're thinking about what is missing in the person you love, that will be your experience of that person and will define your relationship. You will get stuck in a mode of dislike and unpleasantness. When someone behaves in a certain way, do you process that behavior negatively by saying to yourself, I hate it when she does that? A negative response to the person with whom you're in a relationship only results in more unpleasantness and negativity. Because you can only act upon what you think about, negativity is all that you have available to act upon. Rather than processing another person's behavior in the judgmental way I've just described, you have the option to process their behavior in other ways. You could say, she's on her own path, and right now that is how she must react, but there are so many other qualities I love about her. This may seem like a Pollyanna method for relating to others, and it may even appear to be dishonest at first, since these don't reflect your true feelings. But real magic in relationships means an absence of judgment of others. You really do not define others with your judgments. What you are doing is defining yourself as someone who needs to judge. What you want to do is work hard at creating the exact thoughts in your mind toward others that will match up with the kind of relationships you wish to have. Just as you become what you think about all day long, so too do your relationships become what you think about. Your life and all of the relationships within it are all purposeful. Generally speaking, the quality of our lives is pretty much related to the quality of our relationship to the people in our lives. And, to add a piece to the equation, our relationships reflect how we relate to ourselves. That's right, to ourselves. When you cultivate the awareness of your body, mind, and soul as one, and experience unity within yourself, you are then ready to share this sense of wholeness and holiness with others. And this is where your relationships come in. When you have love for yourself, that is what you have to give away. What is inside you gets there by way of your thoughts. If you harbor hate, hate is what you give away. If you harbor self-contempt, contempt is what you give away. If you harbor love and compassion is what you give away. Your relationships travel the same course you do. If you learn through suffering and questioning why things were not working out, as I discussed earlier, then your relationships also suffered. If you followed the path of outcomes and began to see that there were lessons to learn in life, then your relationships also reflected this pattern. And if you've gone to purpose and have your life on purpose, your relationships will also reflect this position in your life. Remember, purpose is about giving. Let's take a look at the core ingredient of a relationship that is on purpose and then examine some specific methods for getting there. At the center of a purposeful relationship is love. But it is more than simply being able to say the words, I love you. For the words are used by people who also berate and harm each other on a daily basis. Love is giving, and it has nothing to do with what you receive. This ingredient of love at the level of giving is how purpose is defined, and it is the ultimate in creating miraculous relationships. Even in the act of sex, the most exciting and fulfilling sexual encounters are those in which you know you are giving and asking for nothing in return. To know you are satisfying your partner truly and authentically is all it takes to have a perfect sexual encounter. When you begin to think only of yourself and how good a lover you are or how excited you feel, you've shifted off of purpose and retreated back to outcome in your sexual activity. It is perfect when you are giving. It lacks something magical when your mind is on receiving. This ingredient of giving extends way beyond the sexual part of your relationships. It goes to all levels, even to those relationships in which sex plays no role whatsoever. If you have love inside of you, that is all that you will have available to give away. You begin to see the fullness of God in everyone you encounter, and the level of your relationships to others takes on the glow of real magic. You see your children and all children not in terms of what they are doing or how they're behaving or misbehaving, but beyond to the invisible part of them, the soul that is in that young body. You meet that soul with love and radiate it outward to them, and they will in turn respond with love. You have loving relationships with others because you bring love rather than because you seek it from others. Members of your family with whom you have had a difficult time relating are no longer the source of your disdain. Your anger and negativity is gone, replaced by non-judgmental love. This does not require long years of therapy or the assistance of support groups or drugs or special herbs. It requires only that you shift to being a spiritual being first and a physical being second. Your friendships and business relationships can also improve dramatically with this new giving approach. When a conflict arises, you suspend your negative thoughts and instead send out love. When you respond in an unthreatened manner and instead communicate an inner knowing in a peaceful, loving way, you are incapable of being rattled by challenges. You have created a miracle in that relationship. I can remember as a college professor having some gigantic disagreements with my colleagues. They were what we call difficult people to get along with unless you shared their point of view, which very few people did. I discovered I was always able to get my way with these impossible colleagues. I was experiencing real magic where others were experiencing exasperation. The secret? Send them love and ask nothing of them. The colleagues always came around and found it impossible to be nasty or confrontational with me. I simply sent them the love I had inside and then surrendered. This approach to relationships is basically my approach to life. Stay on purpose. Know that you're here to serve. Get off of having to prove yourself. Remove your ego from the encounter and send out love. Giving love with no expectations is the cornerstone of your relationship when you are on purpose. There really is very little else that you need to know. Practice this giving of love without conditions, and you'll find yourself feeling full rather than empty, and blissful rather than miserable. Here are four ancillary qualities that go into this real magic in your relationships. 1. Relinquish your need to be right. This is the single greatest cause of difficulties and deterioration in relationships, the need to make the other person wrong or to make yourself right. The spiritual partnership is a relationship of equals. No one needs to be proven wrong. Each person has the right to their own point of view. A simple reminder goes like this: I know how I feel about this, and it doesn't match how she feels. But so what? It is enough that I know it in my mind. I have no need to make her feel wrong. Then stifle yourself, and you have created a miracle right there. You have replaced a potential conflict with a loving response. Practice this, and you will see love replacing anger between you. This is also true in your relationships to all others. Your children need to be guided, not to be made wrong. The embarrassment that goes with being proven stupid leads to a self-image of stupidity. You can replace those statements designed to prove how superior you are with loving responses designed to help your children and others examine their own point of view. This can be applied in business, with strangers that you meet, in disputes with your neighbors, in virtually all human relationships. 2, allow space. Let there be space in your togetherness. When you love someone for what they are, rather than what you think they should be, or for how they please you, then allowing for privacy and space comes automatically. The clinging relationships racked with jealousy and fear come from individuals who believe they have a right to dictate what the other person ought to be. Rather than regarding the need of your partner to have alone time as a threat, see it as a time for renewal that you celebrate. Make every effort to help each other have that space. The irony is, the more space you allow and encourage within the relationship, the more the relationship will flourish. 3, eliminate the idea of ownership. Seek to enjoy each other, not to possess each other. No one wants to feel owned. No one wants to feel like a possession. No one wants to be dominated or controlled. We all show up here with a purpose, and that purpose gets thwarted when any human being attempts to interfere with our heroic mission. Ownership is the greatest inhibitor to feeling a sense of purpose and mission in one's life. You don't have the right to tell the people with whom you are in a relationship what they ought to be doing while they're here on Earth. That is only between each person and their soul. You may succeed in imprisoning another, and you may have a marriage that lasts for 60 years, but you do not have a loving relationship if either partner feels owned or like a possession. This is the lesson I had to learn the hard way. It cost me dearly. a painful divorce, and many unpleasant hours in hostile conflict. Today, I can't even conceive of the idea that I could own my wife. She is her own person, and my own relationship to her is based upon acknowledging that in her. It is indeed reciprocal. It came about through giving, not demanding, through respect, not criticism. Number four, you do not have to understand. What a great lesson this is in learning how to make all relationships work at a magical level. You simply do not have to understand why someone else would want to do and think the way they do. The fact that you are willing to say, I do not understand, and that is fine, is the greatest understanding you could exhibit. You are together not to understand each other, but to aid each other in living a life at purpose. These are the qualities that make for a purposeful relationship. They all orbit around the planet of unconditional love. Get to this place, and you will begin to see results in all of your relationships. As you work on creating spiritual partnerships with all others, you will see the beginnings of miracles in other areas of your life. You will begin to reach into the thoughts of others and connect with them in ways that are inaccessible when you live with doubt and fear. You will begin to know what the other person is thinking. This higher state of consciousness that begins to develop between you and others is the full-scale use of that intuition I've been talking about. You can now literally connect to that same infinite, invisible intelligence in those you love deeply and experience a new connection, a new relationship. You are connecting on a higher level, a new level of awareness that you will come to call real magic. As you reach higher and higher levels of spiritual awareness, you will discover that what was once viewed as a miracle in your relationships is now your way of relating to all others. This new way of being in relationship extends up and down the spectrum of your contacts with all others. You become a giver, a person on purpose, and you focus on their quotas first and trust the universe to provide for you. You have created miraculous relationships by connecting to all others through the Tao, or the God that suffuses their physical form. You have shattered the illusion of your separateness and created a way to be connected instead. When you come to another with love in your heart, asking nothing, only offering that love, you create miraculous relationships. And when you come to another wanting something from them, not trusting them, doubting them, exploiting them, that is the level of your invisibleness that shines through, and the opportunity for miracles and real magic is decimated. As you listen to the following guidelines, do not be full of doubt about what may seem impossible given the specific people in your own personal life drama. It is an inner game. Those around you do not have to understand or even agree, and it may well be that specific persons who are on their own path may be out of your life on a physical level. If you know within, after finding your purpose, that certain people are no longer going to be sharing your physical space, then you can just as lovingly make that choice. This is you that I'm talking about here, a you who deserves to be treated with dignity and respect because that is what you are made of and is what you are giving away. Those who do not yet understand this will move away from your physical life, and you will find it easy to allow that if necessary. The duration of material relationships is not on my agenda in this tape. That is for each soul to determine, and I make no judgment about choosing to move on when it is time. Individuals will enter and exit your life much like the characters in a play. Always they deserve your inner love. You will learn not to judge those who move in and out of your play, even if they play out their roles badly. You will learn to love all of them, even those whom you cannot yet understand what it was they had to teach you. With this in mind, free yourself of any nagging doubt about the specifics of your relationships. Move ahead, beyond the names and faces, to that place of real magic. Affirm your ability to create happy, fulfilling relationships. Affirm aloud that you are entitled to be happy with everyone in your life. Send the doubt away with mental images indicating your readiness to create fulfilling, magical relationships. Once you have removed the doubt, enter your real magic zone. Within your mind is your corner of freedom to think as you like. Think of the person who is the most difficult for you to relate to. Perhaps it is an inconsiderate parent, or an impossible co-worker, or a tyrannical spouse. Now overcome your inclination to respond with anger and hostility. Visualize yourself sending out love and paying no attention to how the person responds. This mental practice will ultimately become your reality in the physical world. The universe will provide everything else that you need. Accept the limitless possibilities of your relationships. That glow you once felt in your relationships, perhaps when you were a budding teenager, was created by your thoughts, not your hormones. Know within that the only limitations you have to magical relationships are those you have imposed upon yourself. No limits, nothing but love. That is your mission, and you practice it by seeing the fullness of God in everyone you meet. Practice trusting your intuition, that invisible inner voice that guides you in all things, including your relationships. Surround yourself with people who encourage you to be all that you are capable of being. You will know who those people are. Stop forcing yourself to make a relationship work. It cannot be forced. The people around you must be interested in assisting you in your spiritual development. Your intuition will tell you who these people are. Don't ignore it unless you want to return to suffering as the way of learning your relationship lessons. Ask for guidance in all your relationships by going within to the secret that sits in the center and knows. You will be guided to give. Do so freely, without expectation. This very day, choose one friend or acquaintance to relate to from this place of inner knowing. Give that person precisely what you think they need, based upon how you would most like to be treated yourself. Forget about what they say or how they react. At the end of the day, see how you feel. The secret that sits in the center and knows cares nothing about outcome. This is your God within, the giving, loving soul that is immune to outcomes. Moment to moment, rid yourself of the doubt that you cannot have magical relationships. Affirm over and over to yourself, I know I can make my relationships blissful. Then, when you're about to be seduced into an argumentative stance, suppress your normal way of relating and quickly review in your mind what it is you want out of the relationship. This will give you the opportunity to send out love or to quietly sit in silence rather than striking out. Shift from a human marriage to a spiritual marriage. Create a spiritual partnership instead of a human marriage with one partner beholden to the other. Live this creed, and you will know miracles in your spiritual marriage. Switch from wishes for your relationships to intentions. This is accomplished with specific affirmations of what kind of relationships you intend to create and how you intend to conduct yourself. The important point to remember is that you cannot intend for someone else to act in accordance with your desires. Your actions will flow from this intention, and you will find yourself much more at peace with your relationships, however they work out in the physical world. You are here to serve and to love, but that does not mean being a servant. Send out love and let those who continue to abuse themselves and you do it to themselves if that is their path, but not to you any longer. Your intentions create your reality, so be aware of them and be willing to put them into practice in your world today. Remind yourself that peaceful, loving relationships come first and foremost from your state of mind. Once you have this knowing, you can surrender and simply let go of the conflict that exists in any of your relationships, for conflict cannot survive without participation. If others in your life decide to continue in a confrontational mode, you simply pass when that angst comes your way. You have created a miracle without changing anything other than your mind. Use the power of visualization to manifest real magic in your relationship. Try visualizing all of your significant relationships as already existing the way you want them to be in your life. Thoughts are extremely powerful. Thoughts held unwaveringly that reflect in advance what you desire and do not demand an outcome are the ingredients of real magic. Try it. Pay attention first to your spiritual, invisible self and only secondarily to your physical self. Reverse yourself and be a soul with a body, rather than a body with a soul, and play out in your mind first exactly how you want things to go for you. When you pay close attention first to your soul, listening and making contact with it, asking it how it wants to be nurtured, and making that the most significant part of your days, you will find yourself behaving in accordance with those positive, loving, giving thoughts your soul beckons you to maintain. Stop pursuing what you do not want. If you do not want conflict and pain in your relationships, keep in mind you are the one who is experiencing the pain. Assess what it is you are doing to maintain your anguish. Practice shutting your mouth if that is what provokes your pain in your relationships. Practice removing yourself physically from potentially hurtful encounters. Take a moment of silent reflection before reacting. Become more intimate and reach out with love where it is an unaccustomed gesture, even if you have to fake it initially. Ask nothing of those with whom you are in a relationship. This is one of the quickest ways to create miracles in all of your relationships. Simply say to yourself, I expect nothing because I know they can only be who they are, not what I think they should be, and proceed to act accordingly. Of course, this does not mean one overlooks outrageous or violent conduct, but the expectation that it should not be there and the subsequent pain I experience because of that expectation, I can and do control. By sending away the judgment about how others are supposed to be, you create a place within you for love, where judgment previously resided. Finally, as always, meditate each day and use a portion of that meditation to visualize how you want all of your relationships to be. Get a picture of yourself acting in these new ways toward everyone and ask for divine assistance in being a giving, loving, non-judgmental person. Your meditations will give you peace and serenity for yourself and will provide you with answers that may elude you otherwise. Much of what you have heard here may be difficult for you at first because all of us are much more comfortable in assessing the quality of relationships by focusing on others in our lives. If they would change, the thinking almost always goes, our relationship would be perfect. The emphasis here has been on your spirituality and your willingness to imagine and create perfectly loving, giving, magical relationships. If you want to see how this relationship exists in its most natural state, the next time you see a mother nursing her child, know that you have all of the ingredients in that one example. I have sat in awe watching my wife unconditionally giving of herself to each of our infant children. A mother doesn't get mothering lessons. She knows in her heart what is required to have that perfect, miraculous relationship. She is on purpose, and that is why all of us survive as human beings. Without the unconditional love that a mother feels for her young, we would all perish in a few days from neglect. That is your model, and you can create the same magical, perfect relationships everywhere in your world if you simply follow the natural, intuitive awareness that is present within every cell of your being. You can have all of the prosperity you are willing to believe in and create for yourself. All things are possible. Keep this in mind as you set about to create the miracle of abundance in your life. I guarantee you that this will be the most unusual discussion you've ever heard on the subject of prosperity. The central theme here, as in the rest of this tape, is on rethinking the beliefs you have been taught to treat as sacred. Imagine in your mind what it is you would like to see in your life. What is your ultimate image of prosperity for your life? How much money, how much total prosperity would you truly like to have? Now open your eyes and see what you have created up until now. That's right. You have created your own financial picture, and it is precisely what you have acted upon. This is the hardest part for most people to truly understand. We feel we would be cruel to say that the circumstances of the poor reveal who they are. Surely these people did not choose such undesirable circumstances. But we mistakenly believe that we cannot be compassionate and concerned about those in miserable circumstances while also encouraging ourselves and others to uncover any beliefs that may be contributing to that situation. Consider all of the people who have shifted from a life of scarcity to one of prosperity. When you examine what it was that made the difference, without exception, it includes the invisible world of beliefs and attitudes. A radio talk show host accused me of having a cavalier attitude toward the poor when I described my philosophy on his program. My contention was that being broke is a temporary state of affairs that afflicts almost everyone at one time or another, but being poor is an attitude, a set of beliefs that gets reinforced when we shift to blaming life circumstances for the conditions of poverty. One of the incoming calls was from a physician who practiced in Washington, D.C., who had grown up in a family of 13 children in total poverty in Jamaica. He ended his personal story saying, "Without my invisible picture of myself as a doctor, I could never have escaped the life of poverty that continues today for most of my brothers and sisters and all of my friends back home." He continued, "Dr. Dyer, don't you ever let anyone dissuade you from telling the truths that you know, because you are doing much more to help those in horrible circumstances than those who buy the big lie that their lives are beyond their own control. I cannot stop telling these truths because I too am a living, breathing example of what I'm talking about. I also left a life of scarcity behind me, and I too know the singularly powerful role that my beliefs within my mind played in creating a life of prosperity. I encourage you to suspend any erroneous belief that this may apply exclusively to Wayne Dyer and a physician in Washington, D.C., but has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with you. If you want to experience prosperity at a miraculous level, you must leave behind your old ways of thinking and develop a new way of imagining what is possible for you to experience in your life. Take an inner inventory and see if the following statements are a part of your consciousness. There's just not enough to go around. You have to get yours or someone else will grab it before you. There are only so many fish in the sea. You never know if opportunity will knock. If these and similar thoughts are part of your personal inventory, then probably you were taught that you are living in a world of shortages. The concept of lack has been embedded into your belief system. In order to develop an inner vision of prosperity, you will have to shed this old vision of scarcity. The following five essentials of a prosperity consciousness can help you to make this shift. 1. You don't need anything else to experience prosperity. Prosperity is first and foremost a mind game. You must know that you have all that you need right now. You are lacking nothing to gain prosperity for yourself. You are led to believe that the material things are reality and are providing you with what you need, while in fact they are only more matter, which is made up of more invisible space. What you need, you already have, and when you know it, go within and create it in your mind. The divine sustenance you seek in the form of material things or money will be manifested in whatever amounts needed. You must develop this new inner sense and trust in the magic of believing. Trust in the power of your mind, in the knowing I have been talking about, in that divine guidance that is readily available to you. 2. You cannot create prosperity if you believe in lacks. When you have mastered the ability to become a spiritual being as outlined in the first part of this tape, you will understand that you lack absolutely nothing. All that you need for your life is already here. When you say to yourself, I don't have enough education, talent, or strength to experience prosperity, you are operating in your mental world from a position of lack. What you have become accustomed to is called deficiency motivation. That is, you assess all of the things that are missing or deficient in your life, and then you set up a plan to repair all of those deficiencies. Thus, you set your goals and go to work at becoming prosperous. But this is a gigantic trap. You will always be suffering from a disease I call more. When you get the money you thought you needed to be prosperous, your mindset hasn't been satisfied. Your mindset is on more, on striving, not arriving. There's another kind of mindset called growth motivation, and this is the trademark of the individual who experiences real magic in the area of prosperity. With growth motivation, you simply change around the inner thinking and decide to do your living within a framework of completeness. You begin to be motivated in your life by your own bliss, by your dreams, to live the life which you imagine to be your calling, your divinely specialized mission for being here, and prosperity becomes your very watchword. Abundance begins to rain into your life. 3. You are not separated into categories. To truly know prosperity, you must learn to stop dividing yourself up and separating yourself from your prosperity. You must learn to go beyond your hypnotized state, which has convinced you that there is first you, the thinker, then you, the doer, and finally, the concept of what it is that you are thinking and doing. All of this is actually one and the same. All of what you have previously divided up as prosperity thinking, prosperous behavior, and something called prosperity that is located out there must be thought of as one. When you understand this, you will stop looking for prosperity as if it were something that you can wrench from its hiding place. What you need for a prosperous life, you already are. It is all you. There are no boundaries. Now take this awareness and implant it in your consciousness. You are not going to find prosperity. It will flow into your life only when you grasp this notion of your singularity. 4. You cannot experience prosperity if you believe that you don't deserve it. If you believe that you are undeserving of prosperity, that is the thought upon which you will conduct your life. Surrender the idea that you are inferior. You are neither superior nor inferior. You simply are, and what you are deserves prosperity. Once again, you have to undo the hypnotized state that led you to this kind of an attitude. It began in your schooling, and it continues today. It is a vulgar, obscene system that creates large numbers of people who know no other way to assess their own value other than in comparison to others, and in so doing, it creates many who simply begin to think that they are not deserving of prosperity in any sense of the word. When you stop buying into that model, you can see that you are just as deserving of prosperity as anyone else on this planet. 5. Rejoice in the prosperity of others. When you feel contemptuous toward the accomplishments or lifestyles of others, or even a twinge of jealousy, you are harboring negativity where love must reside. When you have only love within you, that is all you will have to give away. You cannot be fulfilled and envious at the same time. Foster an inner belief that anyone who has achieved prosperity is entitled to it, and that their success is not a reason for you to feel inadequate or wanting. Have a quiet acceptance of what is. Send it love, and then get on with the business of creating a full, prosperous, loving life for yourself. These are the five factors that are most crucial for getting to a prosperity consciousness. Once you are working each day on developing this way of being, your higher self will begin to allow you to experience more and more prosperity in your life. This new consciousness will lead you back to that all-important dimension that is a central theme of this tape, living your life on purpose.